yourself go way down, deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of relaxation.
Broadcast on Iran State Television. Each broadcast on Iran State Television that any proposal...
Dusty! Dusty!
I was sleeping, Colonel Carl.
Even it's time to get up, Dusty. Jesus!
Why is it so important that I get up now, Colonel Carl?
But I'm hungry, Dusty.
And you think I'm just gonna get right up and cook you something, don't you, Colonel Carl?
Well, of course, Dusty.
Okay, what do you want? Get over it, Colonel Carl.
Dusty, you hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, Colonel Carl.
You're horribly insensitive, Dusty.
I'm a terrible person.
You are, Jesus. I want ding biscuits, Dusty.
Ding biscuits. Ding biscuits.
You remember, Dusty? Remember that last year?
Last year, Colonel Carl. Last year, Colonel Carl.
50 industrial picnic, Dusty. Jesus.
Industrial picnic, oh yeah.
I recognize in certain quarters these days, you're supposed to jump up and protect the country and at least wave a patriotic flag. I happen to like the country, but I ain't crazy.
Colonel Carl, I'll make you some ding biscuits.
Get on it, Dusty. Jeez, I'm starving.
Are you starving, Colonel Carl?
I'm nearly collapsing, Dusty. Look at me, Jesus.
You do seem to be a little unsteady on your feet, Colonel Carl.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just a minute, friend.
Dusty.
What, Colonel Carl?
The deep biscuit.
Yes, you think this is Colonel Carl.
Dusty.
What, Colonel Carl?
There's something on them.
A little something?
There's a little something, Dusty. Jesus.
Do you need a little something on your big biscuits, Colonel Carl?
Special something, Dusty.
What would that be, Colonel Carl? Anything you want.
And of course, Dusty. She's a little large saplings.
You want some large saplings?
But I believe we saved some, Dusty. Jesus, put them on there.
Stink biscuits with lard saplings.
Stink biscuits with lard saplings.
Beautiful day.
It is.
The sun just came out. It's been, how long has it been raining?
7 days.
No way.
At least
5. 5 days.
And look at that cloud up there.
It looks like rain again. So how you been?
Oh, okay. Honestly, I've been... I'm okay, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Keep moving.
Kids!
How many kids you got?
Two.
Two. Dos.
Two, what are they?
Two boys. 36 and 33.
Republicans?
I don't think so. I don't think so. They think it's all nuts.
Now you are.
Well, you can't say that because I vote for the person, not the party.
The world is very different now. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution.
Well, we've got to take another chance and get into that tank. We know their position. We can blast them out of it. Dawson, can you make it?
I'll make it. I'm not about to wind up eating sand.
Peace through superior firepower?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? You're service. You're ex-serviceman, aren't you?
Yeah. I was in the infantry. Peace through superior firepower basically says I'm the biggest, baddest, meanest mother out there. And if you mess with me, I'll knock your ass off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, nobody messes with you. And then you go around to all your allies and you say, okay, if anybody messes with you, you tell me and we'll both go kick the shit out of them.
Okay!
So who'd you vote for last time?
George Bush, because he reminded me of my uncle.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's why. None of them know what they're doing, so it doesn't really matter who you vote for, because they're all going to screw it up anyway. Women have to lead these men and not let them know they're being led.
Why can't we have a woman president?
Well, we could, just not Hillary.
What in blue blazes? Hold it.
It's just not Hillary. Not the right person.
Well, a lot of people say about Hillary, they just don't know who she is.
But she don't want you to know who she is.
Isn't that just like this administration? They don't tell you anything.
Yep. The longer we go, the deeper it gets.
It's all secrets, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear them singing. All the women of Pompeii. Standing with the Kansas City housewives. Volcanoes and tornadoes on doomsday.
Way down.
No longer must the army carry out the policy of containment. It is now go in and get the gunman. And this must be done. And the third thing, every unauthorized road in the province into the Republic must be blown up so that there are only the main routes and no escape routes left for the enemy.
Look, the tunnel is as clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, there was a poor fisherman. Every day, he went fishing. One day, the fisherman felt something on the end of his line.
Whoa!
Come on, Colonel Carl, grab your pole. Let's go down to the fishing hole.
Bitty, bitty fishing hole, Dusty. Jesus, let's go down there. Bitty, bitty.
We'll catch us a bullhead, a bullhead, a bullhead. We'll catch us a bullhead, won't we?
We'll catch a bullhead, Dusty.
You sound real good, Colonel Carl, when you're singing along with me. Bullhead, bullhead, let's go catch us a bullhead.
Dusty. Jesus!
Let's go down to the fishing hole. Colonel Carl, grab your pole. Let's go down to the fishing hole.
But I'm grabbing it, Dusty. I'm grabbing my pole. I go fishing, Dusty. Catch your bullhead.
Now, you're from Texas.
Yeah, I'm from Texas.
Light your cigarette. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Texas.
Where at in Texas?
I spent most of my time in Abilene, Texas.
Abilene?
Yeah.
Prettiest town I've ever seen.
Only that's Kansas.
Before she could count to 10, she was back on the farm in Kansas, and Uncle Henry and Aunt Em were running from the new house, which they had built when Dorothy was in Oz, to welcome her.
Whoa!
Well, hey, everybody, it's Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin for the Dusty Show, and I'm frustrated because that conversation you just heard, the whole thing, I was building it up to play Abilene by George Hamilton IV.
Aww.
And I know I have it. It's on a 45, and I came in and I rummaged through my 45 twice, painstakingly going through each record, thinking it must be lost in there somewhere. But I can't find it, and it's driving me crazy.
All you do is confuse yourself more. Keep it out of your thoughts.
I don't have time to go back through them again, so I started thinking of alternatives, songs about Kansas, and I don't have any Kansas records. I used to have all of them, right up to Left Overture. The first three were really good, like American prog rock records, and then Carry On Wayward Son hit, and it seemed like it was downhill after that.
Yeah.
I even remember when I was in high school learning Carry On Wayward Son when I got a guitar because I thought it was so cool. I think I still remember it. There's other Kansas-oriented songs. I was going to play Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell, and I don't have it. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. So I thought I'll go for the Jim Nabors version of Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county. and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another.
Then I realized that originally we were talking about Abilene, and it's kind of weird to go to a song about Wichita. And I even thought of playing Kansas City by Wilbur Harrison.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City.
That was really a stretch. And then I thought, well, I kind of know Abilene. I could sing it.
No.
I mean, I could sing it.
No!
In fact, Abilene, Texas was named because of Abilene, Kansas. They wanted all the cattle goers to go to Abilene, Texas instead of driving the herd all the way up to Abilene, Kansas.
Wow. I always thought that was about Abilene, Texas.
No, it's the biggest one. It's a sweet home. You know, sweetest town I ever seen is Abilene. That's Abilene, Kansas.
Wow.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean. In Abilene, my Abilene, crowded city, ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be back in Abilene, my Abilene.
Oh, wow. Am I glad that's over with.
Yeah.
Yep. So what are you going to do today?
Plant flowers. Finish planting my flowers, I think.
What kind?
Red hot. Red hot.
Well, all right!
Red hot.
Red hot! Red hot! Red hot!
Red hot. Something I don't remember. Marigolds are my favorite, so I got a lot of marigolds.
Your entire being is accepting your flower so completely, with such a deep pleasure and gratefulness, that you and your flower become a single heavenly creature.
Tell me, what is the deal with gardening? Something I've never explored. What is the joy of it? Why do people like it so?
Getting down in that dirt and just getting the dirt under your fingernails and plopping that flower in there and stand back and look, yep, that one's good. I just love working in the dirt. I love it.
So it's not so much about after they grow?
Well, then it looks pretty.
You are so pretty.
Yes.
You are so pretty.
Yes.
You are so pretty.
Yes.
Nice.
It felt for a quay pigeon who's in the next room.
You know, sweetest town I ever seen is Abilene. That's Abilene, Kansas.
Wow. Learn something every day. Tell me more about your feelings on the war and about military.
Hello. Hello. You're a little too far left. Right.
Right.
Well, I think we're over there for the right reason. We're just not doing the right job.
Hold it. Get the foot out before you bring your weapon up. No, 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 no. Again, 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 again.
They need to have a little bit stricter, more stern stance. And separating these factions out and saying, knock it off, work together, or we'll split you up into three different countries, period.
Ew.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going there to see.
So you're down with W?
Yeah, I like W.
Oh, my dear, my dear.
George, your letters drove me here. I could read your concern and your weariness between the lines.
Yeah, I like W.
What do you like about W?
You don't take no crap. You know, if somebody makes them mad, you know, you can just say, okay, slap you around a little bit and go on.
It's those things that really annoy people outside of the United States.
You lived under his governorship.
Yeah. I saw him after Kay Bailey Hutchinson take the state of Texas schools from like the 36th up to the 2nd, the United States.
Always you see a person with the cowboy boots is because he's a great person.
They did a Robin Hood plan, which means the rich schools give to the poor schools, and everybody got, you know,
cut
up.
Why isn't he doing that now, though, as president?
You can't do it on
now. Everything's for the rich, it seems like.
Well, not everything's for the rich. Rich get richer, and the poor get poor, and the middle class get rich.
I don't know, John.
I'm pissed about commercial U.S. thing.
It's all commerciality today.
There's considerable anti-American sentiment, and no doubt that the war in Iraq aggravated this.
Thank you.
do you like to do?
Shop.
Shop? Where do you go mostly? Shop.
Probably Walmart.
What do you like about Walmart?
I like Walgreens too. Spend all day in Walgreens. I don't know. I don't really like this one. It's too big.
Well, it's hard for you to get around.
No.
No?
I put everything on a cart, and then I can lean on the cart and push it, and I'll do all right.
I hear this little puff of air coming out of your nose.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
I can't breathe. I need oxygen because I smoked for 40 years and now I have emphysema.
You do?
I do.
Wow, so what do you want to tell people out there smoking? I mean, you can't tell anyone.
No, because they tried to tell me too and I didn't. And who'd have thought that I was going to get emphysema?
You're a smoker.
I am a smoker and a first-time smoker, long-time coffer. No, so what's the question today?
How long have you been smoking?
I've been smoking since college.
Oh, the beta beta pies were labeled dubs and placed upon the shelf. When in walked old Beelzebub, the king of hell himself. He slipped the old-time friendly grip and yelled aloud, hi, hi. For he was a charter member and a damn good old Fi-Sci.
I've been smoking since college. So that would be many moons ago. Right around 88, 89.
How many you put away a day?
These days I'm under a pack. I used to be over a pack, so I'm shooting probably between 12 and 16.
16.
16.
It's not bad, but it's still not good. You know, I'm working on trying to cut back a little bit. There was a day when I could actually cough and a pre-rolled cigarette would shoot up into my hand.
Who'd have thought that I was going to get emphysema? Who'd have thought? And our whole family. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? But here I am, getting on the transplant list in August.
Are you really?
I am.
Wow. Now, what do they do?
Well,
One lung at a time?
We're going to find out. Because at the August deal with my doctor, that's where we're going to find out what and how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Why, doctor, that was probably me coughing.
Kind of scary, huh?
Well, at first we said, no way, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. It's just hang on for, a couple months more? But when we were in the lobby waiting to see my doctor, a guy walked in who'd had the transplant, both lungs transplanted, and he didn't have oxygen, and it was like 6 months later, and he looked really good. So they can do that for me.
Yeah.
I'll look at a transplant.
Isn't that amazing? They can do that with lungs?
Yeah. I don't care what color they are.
You have...
I have big lungs.
I was
going to
say something about your lungs, baby. You ain't got no problem with those lungs.
No, I should run for something, hey?
I don't think you could run very well.
I hate running. I get black eyes. You know, flump, flump.
cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll ride you crazy, they'll ride you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll ride you crazy, they'll drive you on the slab at the head of your grave. Fair women and whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end. Say your eats and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll ride you crazy, they'll ride you insane. Say your eats and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Actually, I had made attempts.
As I got to relight my...
I made attempts last year, you know, and I got down to like six or seven.
See, so for me, I've gone cold turkey.
No, no. Simply put, I enjoy doing it too much. I know it's not going to help me, and if I want to quit for a reason, it's more for people I love more than myself.
Del, you want a cigarette? Here you are. I'll light it. In fact, I'll join you.
I'd love to be a social smoker, but we all know that that's almost... impossible.
How old are you?
I am 30, just turned 36. Yeah.
You have a kid?
I got two children. I got a 10-year-old boy, Zachary, and a 6-year-old girl, Lindsay.
Does he watch you smoke?
Actually, it's in the hidden phases these days. I don't smoke in the house. I don't smoke around the kids.
Does your wife smoke?
No. See, my wife is, like, perfect, man.
She's just on your back about it?
No, not really. You know, she supports me in the efforts that I've made and encourages me, but she's never been on me about really anything.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. Pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. and the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe that you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Ship breaks a snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You've got your head all tangled up, but a bar can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you mean, no matter when or where you've seen, of a knife, it'll lacerate your brain. I've had my share, I'll help you with the pain. You're not alone.
John the Republican and I had a conversation about George Bush, and his governorship of Texas came up, and also the exorbitant amount of executions which took place under his reign. The highest execution rate too in Texas.
Yeah, he did.
Before that?
For capital punishment, yes.
Why?
Why? Take a life, end a life. You know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Texas way is kind of like you go show up at a fight, so, you know, and he wants to hit you with your hands, you hit him with a club. If he's got a club, you bring a knife. If he's got a knife, you bring a gun. If he's got a gun, you shoot first.
USA Today reported last week that the NSA had been tracking millions of people's phone records since shortly after the 9/11 attacks. The person who oversaw the NSA, General Michael Hayden, is the White House's nominee for CIA director.
What about all this NSA stuff? You know about that? All the wiretapping?
The wiretapping, everything.
You all for it?
Yeah, I'm for it. I mean, if you look at the way that the Homeland Security bill is structured, they cannot put a wiretap on person-to-person tap without justifiable cause.
Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little...
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little...
But they can do international calls. And they have a watch list of people that they want to watch because of particular interests, either be it
But they money. Now have phone records of millions of Americans.
Yeah. Oh, they've always had that.
Yeah, hello. This is Al-Qaeda. I wonder if you guys could send over
surrounding the house right now. We believe you have ties to Al-Qaeda.
What's my name?
Sorry, sir.
Al-Qaeda.
Sir?
My name's Al-Qaeda.
I'm very sorry to bother you, sir. Sorry.
Oh, they've always had that. They've always had that. They've always been spying on email. You know, that's one of the biggest things. Is a lot of people don't realize that email has been sniffed by the Pentagon for years and years and years for key phrases of terrorist phrases.
So they do whatever they want.
They do. They always have. You know.
Why the sudden outrage?
Because it's become public. Too many people know.
Professor Daniel Ellsberg arranged for the papers to be given to the press, then vanished, then reappeared in Boston for a press conference.
I felt that as an American citizen, as a responsible citizen, I could no longer cooperate in concealing this information from the American public. I did this clearly at my own jeopardy, and I am prepared to answer to all the consequences of these decisions.
The Pentagon Papers revealed top-level decisions during each previous administration about which neither the public nor the Congress had been informed.
Sometimes being secure means you don't have to know everything. You know, give you that sense of security.
Would you give up freedom for security?
I don't think we've done either or. We're more secure and we're more free. You know, we are able to do more now than prior to 9/11.
In what way?
Guns.
Look out! He's going to shoot!
Guns. Guns are easily obtained. We have a bigger voice.
Do you have guns?
No, I don't.
How come?
Why? Because I have too many children.
I couldn't wait till I had big ones.
When did it happen? How old were you?
Oh, I was 10 or 11.
No way.
Yes, yes.
Were you suddenly very popular in school?
Sort of.
They didn't know what to do with you.
Here's the kicker. My mother went and bought me and my twin sisters our first bra. And it was one of those beginner bras. Yeah, right. We had to go into a real bra. A real woman's bra. Because we just developed fast. Just developed fast.
Lucky your mom was around to deal with it.
Yeah.
What do these fathers do with no
mothers?
Well,
he gave us the big talk.
He did? What was the big talk?
There's these kind of girls, and then there's these kind of girls. And if I find out you're going to be these kind of girls, I'll kick your ass all the way to the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
So what kind of girl were you?
These kind of girls. I had two boyfriends, and I married the second one.
Really? In your life?
Yeah.
No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of gal spins webs no spider ever... Now listen, boy.
Instead, and I heard this Jimmy Swaggart this morning. I watched it. I like him. I've always liked him. But he said, people today can't be satisfied with something that's right in front of their face. They always want more. And that's the truth. That's the truth. No matter how much money we have or don't have, he wants more.
What do you want that you don't have? Probably your health back.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it.
What else matters?
That's exactly it. Don't have your health. And I just roll my eyes when people would say that. You know, I'd rather have $1 million in my health, but that's when I was healthy. Yeah, now I'd give just about anything to have my health back. I can't do anything anymore. Can't work. That's really hard for me.
Go east of your...
you're dreaming for. Let peace and silence spin your yarn. What harm can befall thee in yon wilderness aglow? Trees go soft and silent like the breeze. With ease be off and wander in yon wilderness aglow. Themselves in clothes. Go on toward the crimson shore, beyond this life of metaphors, where no decorates be them with glow.
Tell me about that. This is a crazy, wild story.
I had an M60 machine gun blow up in my face. And we were out on the firing line firing, and I had a double feed. And when you have a double feed and you've got a red hot barrel, you wait your 15 minutes for it to cool down so you don't get a cook-off.
What's a cook-off?
A cook-off is where the barrel gets the ammunition so hot that it spontaneously explodes. What I did is I opened up the feed tray, which is a top-loading feed tray, and the bolt slammed forward on the ammunition, and all the ammunition blew up in my face. And I had a rod hit me on the bottom cheekbone. Fractured it, hit me up under the eye, plucked my eyeball out, ripped my eyelid off, fractured my forehead, and then stuck in a tree above me. I remember standing up, grabbing my face.
Could you feel your eye?
I couldn't feel anything. The only thing I really remember is grabbing.
You're in shock, right?
Yeah. I grabbed my face, and I remember one guy saying, "What happened?" And I took my hand down, and all I heard him say was, "Oh my God."
But he stuck it in his eye.
And then I was out for 5 days.
Can you see now out of that eye?
I can see shadows only. It took 6 months at Walter Reed Hospital to do my surgery. I had 4 regular surgeries and over 12 laser surgeries.
Holy cow, man.
You know, the needles in the eye, extracting all the water out. They had to put
air
in my
eye. Could have
killed you. Yeah, it almost did kill me.
Right into your brain.
They said another quarter inch over it, and it would have killed me. I would have had that thing go shooting in the back of my brain.
And as a vanquished soldier yields his sword to one who lifts him from the bloody earth, even so, beloved, I at last record, here ends my strife. If thou invite me forth, I rise above abasement at the word. Make thy love larger to enlarge my worth.
I'm 4'10" and
are
a half.
4'10"?
And a half.
Were you ever 5 foot?
Never.
Because you just shrink, you know.
I know, they won't be able to find me. Yeah.
So Prince is 5 inches taller than you.
Shut up already! Damn!
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Because he's a little guy.
Shut up already!
Wow, you only come up to...
Brian's
you're down there, baby.
Brian has to measure every time he gets with me. Now Benny's certain it. Because they measure with my boobs. They just, you know, okay, well, that's what they measure by. No, I'm this much higher than your boobs, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that dream guy who came in one day and kind of swept your imagination away.
You know, he swept my imagination away 20 years ago.
He did. Now, this is your secret love.
Yeah. No, because this guy here was in and out, just like here, you know.
You got obsessed with him. What was it about him? What did you like about how he looked?
I always go for the same kind of pathetic. They look almost sad, like they're looking for something to excite them. Here I come.
You are ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did he look like?
Just, he had such a soft face, nice eyes, and he had a Harley. And he wore Harley boots.
You like that?
Yeah.
Men in boots?
Men in boots, yeah.
What is it about boots?
I don't know. They had to be Harley boots, though.
You got a boot fetish?
Harley boot fetish, maybe.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
So if you would have been with him, would he had to leave his boots on?
No. No.
Get
that smile off your face.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
No boots. He was in and out. Now I suppose it'll be another 20 years before I see him again.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Yeah, I thought he was gorgeous 20 years
just
ago.
Just take you away from all your troubles and woes, just fantasizing about your secret life.
He gave me goosebumps when he'd walk in the door.
The first
time? My God. Yeah, now I hear it again. He's doing it now, and...
What is it about him?
I don't know. I've never felt that way about anybody in my whole life. So I'm just kind
of... fantasy?
He is, and that's all he is, because I can't do that again.
Do you think a lot of women have a fantasy guy?
God, I would hope so.
I've never said this before, but I may as well tell you now. I felt that if you cared for me, you wouldn't have even asked my opinion as to whether or not you should marry Ted.
After I got out of school, all I wanted to do was get married to Tom and have kids, and... That's what I wanted. That was it. That was my goal.
And you got it. But what happens once you have those kids? Does the romance sometimes wane?
Yeah, it does. It does. You got to keep it going. But it takes two to keep it going, too. You know?
How do you keep it going? Imagination? Well,
yeah. And we talk. We talk a lot, you know? And
listen to me. Imagine. I'm imagining French maid outfits.
Yeah, right. I don't...
Monsieur?
Yes?
Filthy pictures, monsieur? Filthy pictures to take home?
Well, no, I don't think I... How much?
20 francs.
10.
And a packet of cigarettes.
And so on.
Tell me about that long-lost brother of yours. Do you mind?
No. No. He's an alcoholic, and he's done drugs, and he's planted in St. Anthony's in Minnesota.
So he is in a care facility?
Yes, and we haven't heard from him lately.
He was homeless.
Yeah, that's right. He was in the paper up there. He would sleep under bridges.
So you got that gene in your family, huh?
Yeah, because we all have the same problem.
Are you an alcoholic?
Yes, I am. Recovering, and I'm chemically dependent also.
What does that mean?
Vicodin,
Valium. You got addicted to painkillers?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a huge thing.
It is.
Huge.
My twin sister's going to have a real hard time with it.
Really? Now your whole family? It's
my whole family.
Yeah.
Except my sister, Vic. She drinks 2 bottles of wine every night before she goes to bed.
2 bottles of wine?
But it's Merlot. It's
like, but it's Merlot. Yeah. It's okay.
But there's no problem. You don't have no problem there.
That's a lot of wine.
You think? And okay, so they do drugs, they drink whatever. It's still my sister and it's still my brother. And the fact that they feel they can't contact me because they're using... I can't imagine what that would be like.
What are they using?
Well, my twin sister's into the heroin thing.
No way.
Needles and stuff.
Ooh.
I may fly down there. Thinking about taking a plane down there.
Well, go then.
I might.
Bring her back.
I might. Oh, no, we can't bring her back because she blew it the first time we brought her back.
She blew it? What'd she do? Went out and found some.
Well, no, she moved in the middle of the night. We got her. We spent like $4,000 to get her an apartment. She lived with us for a couple months until we could find jobs for her. She got 2 jobs, actually. And she moved out in the middle of the night. Some days I just throw my oxygen and kick everything and scream and sit and cry and... I hate it. I just hate it. But what good is that going to do? So you pick up your oxygen and you carry on.
What do you want to say to everybody in New Jersey and New York? Around the world on the internet.
Hang in there. It's got to get worse before it can get better.
It's amazing how people can remain so optimistic and resilient in the face of great adversity. Thank you, Lynn. Thanks to emailers Rusty, James, D. Garcia, Josh, Sam Sanger, Robbie, Joycey, and Pops. If you'd like to email me, dusty@wfmu.org. I'm running late tonight. Sorry about that, Mike. My good friend Mike Lupica is up next and always has an excellent show. Until next week, everybody, this is Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin saying take care. And always remember...